Let us turn now to Debbie Schlissel. Debbie does politics.com. Debbie does movies.com. Debbie does this show every Friday at about this time. That's what she does. How are you, Debbie? What's going on?
I am doing okay. I twisted my ankle on my way to synagogue on the Jewish New Year, but otherwise okay.
Wow.
It's another.
Year's off to a bad start for you.
And, you could say that.
You emailed me.
That's just like it's getting it out of the way, and now everything will be good from there on out. I hope.
You emailed me the year. It's like 50. What is it? 5270 or something like that? 5782. And I think we can all agree that the music from 5735 was about the best.
No cruel to be kind.
I think. Yeah.
No. Cruel to be cruel.
Cruel. So did you see the president or the guy they're calling the president give his little speech yesterday? And what do you make of this kind of end around through OSHA to try to get a federal vaccine mandate going?
I mean, I did see it, and I think, we have had a lot of other illnesses and diseases that have ravaged the country over the history of the country. And never once do I know of in the history of this country where there was a national mandate. I've said on this show before, I support vaccines. I think that they are important public health solutions. And, when I was a kid, my mom took me to get vaccinated for various things. I did not get vaccinated for COVID right away because I did not feel it had been tested that much. But then I saw the results, and I think there's been enough people that have taken it that I think it's something I could trust. I haven't done it because my doctors told me until they figure out what's going on with me with my other health issues, I can't. But that said, I don't think it's right to force half the country to do this. I think that's not the way you do this, and I don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to backfire. There are going to be a lot of lawsuits, and I think it's only going to make people who don't want to get it more inclined not to get it because they're going to be resentful that Joe Biden is trying to invade their lives. I mean, we've heard for decades from the left that a woman has a right to choose. It's her body. She can do what she wants with it. But then when it comes to COVID with the shots and the masks, apparently it's not your body and you can't do what you want with it. So they need to have a consistent message or nobody's going to take them seriously. And I just don't think this is going to work. A lot of people are just going to quit the jobs that require the vaccines, and they're going to go to jobs that don't require them. And, in the free market, there are going to be employers that are going to use that as a marketing ploy, that if you work for me, you don't have to get the vaccine.
Yeah, it is interesting because there are 10.9 million jobs open right now.
Right.
And some of those, of course, are going to be at companies that have less than 100 employees. So they are not bound to the vaccine. I also think you remember what happened when Obamacare came out and they said anybody you got that's working 30 hours a week or more you've got to give them health care. And suddenly everybody I knew that was an hourly employee dropped to 29 and a half hours. People who had been working 40 and 42 and 45 and 50 hours a week suddenly dropped to 29 and a half hours. If you think this isn't going to change behavior, I mean, if you're near 100 employees, in order to save trouble, you might just dump, what, four people? We're only 98. We got 98. That's
right.
All. That's not good. That's not good for this.
It isn't.
There's also,
especially
a monetary.
Right now when people want to work. And the people who want to work, I think, have jobs. And then, like you said, there are all these jobs that are open.
Enforcement costs money. You have to have somebody whose job it is to look and see whether or not these people have been vaccinated, to put the pressure on and make sure. And by the way, this whole you take time off work to go get vaccinated and you should, employers have got to provide paid time to go get vaccinated. If you can't figure out how to get vaccinated outside of your work hours, I don't know what to do for you. I mean, my local CVS made it as easy as possible. So, they're vaccinating people at 6:30 at night without too much trouble. So I'm sure
CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens,
Walmart.
Walmart, yeah. Meijer, yeah. All these national chains, there's no excuse. You can, and how long does it take to get the vaccine? How long?
I think two seconds. Yeah, well, actually, they make you sit around for 15 minutes to make sure that you don't have, like, a bad reaction. So, yeah, it was smooth. It was quick. It was easy for me. But again, another mandate on the part of the Biden administration that, once again, I'm not sure he is constitutionally able to do. What do you think of the constitutionality of this? I mean, we have had state mandates before. I mean, I think all 50 states, or maybe at the time it was only 48 states, mandated the polio vaccine. But they each did it individually, and that wasn't a federal mandate. So this would be a whole new thing.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in states' rights, and I think that's in terms of the Texas abortion law, where all these people are whining about that. You know, I say, well, welcome to states' rights. That's what our Federalist Union was supposed to be about. And so I have no problem with states having mandates. Most of the states are controlled by Republican legislatures, so I don't think most of the states will go for that. And the ones that do, great. New York, it will probably be one of them. California. But you can't make a national mandate like this. I don't think it's going to pass constitutional muster, but I guess it all depends on what do new justices like Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh do. We know that John Roberts is going to vote with the liberal minority as he did on the Texas abortion law. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
I look forward to this challenge. The RNC is suing, which means it will eventually end up in court. Plus, there are states that have already banned vaccine mandates, companies putting vaccine mandates in. So if you've got that, like Florida and Texas is working on it, then eventually it has to end up in front of the Supreme Court. So sooner rather than later, that's what I say. More power to them. It's 12:42. Let's take a quick break. Debbie, don't go away. We'll come back and find out what's new at the movies this week. It's Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5. Stick around. Let's talk to Debbie Schlissel about what's happening at the box office this weekend. Anything exciting happening? I'm so out of touch with pop culture, I haven't left the house in years. What's going on?
You haven't missed anything, because the one new movie this weekend that they screened for critics, you know, that it happens to come out, I don't think is any coincidence. On the weekend, the 20th anniversary of 9/11 is an insult, and the movie is called The Card Counter. And you asked me on several occasions on the show, Richard, when are they going to stop making these movies that people don't want to see, these woke movies about anti-war movies about Iraq and Afghanistan that are anti-American, we're the bad guys? Well, I think they found a new way to do it. And the way to do it is to cross-dress the movie as something else. In this case, as an ex-con who's a card counter pro-gambler who makes a lot of money. But that's really not what the movie's about. It's really an attack on America for what happened at Abu Ghraib. And it's very thinly veiled. Once you start watching it, after about the first 20 minutes, half an hour, you can see exactly where this is going. It's propaganda. It's an insult to America. Regardless of whether or not you think we should have gone to Iraq and Afghanistan, and I don't think now, looking back on it, we should have. And I never thought we should have gone in the way we did, trying to have democracy and building nations and paving roads and handing out candy to people who hate us and kill us. So this is against Abu Ghraib, and basically the story is the guy's an ex-con, and then we find out the ex-con situation is he's ex from the military prison in Fort Leavenworth, where he's been for 10 years because of Abu Ghraib. And the only thing I agree with in this movie is that the people who were prosecuted for that were the underlings. They were the fall guys. I don't think anyone should have been prosecuted for it. We were at war. Stuff like that happens. And a lot of it was people in pyramids with hoods on. It wasn't like they were being tortured as much as is being claimed. And not only that, but so what? Torture happens in war. People's heads were being cut off. 3,000 Americans were murdered. We had to get information. Our troops were being murdered, etc. But this movie is America's the bad guy, and I don't like it. I don't want to go to the movies thinking I'm seeing a movie, which I did, about a card counter and gambling, which I would enjoy, and then have it basically bait and switch me into this propaganda lecture, which it was. And it's, by the way, a long, slow, boring movie. And I just am disgusted by it. I'm also disgusted by Oscar Isaac, Tiffany Haddish, Willem Dafoe, and Ty Sheridan, the stars of the movie, because they're basically prostitutes.
Hmm. You know, Hollywood exists in such an echo chamber that, and I bring this up quite regularly, there was a time in The New Yorker when Pauline Kael, the noted film critic, was referring to Richard Nixon's second term win, which was, of course, a slam dunk. I mean, she just absolutely destroyed. He just absolutely destroyed George McGovern in, what was it, 1974, I want to say. No, 72. And Pauline Kael said, well, I can't believe Nixon won. I don't know anybody who voted for him. And the reality is she really didn't know anybody who voted for him. Now, this was a landslide, you know. I mean, this was an over – until Reagan-Mondale – this was like the biggest landslide in the history of landslides, Nixon beating the hell out of McGovern. And Pauline Kael didn't know anybody who voted for Nixon. That's kind of part of the problem. These people in Hollywood, they don't know anybody who thinks the way you and I do. And as long as they don't know anybody who thinks that way, they think everyone thinks the way they do.
Exactly. Exactly. And they've forgotten about 9/11. They think it's about the Muslims, and not about 3,000 Americans being murdered.
I got to leave it there, Debbie. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will do it again with you next Friday.
Have a great weekend.
Most excellent. There you go. Debbie Schlissel, DebbieDoesPolitics.com, DebbieDoesMovies.com.